So about 10 years ago, my colleague Joanna Innes and I started working on a project that was designed to encourage participation from scholars across our period, which is roughly 1750 to 1850, from a very wide range of countries, to chart the changing understanding of democracy. We're now coming to the end of a second phase of the project and have thus far looked at Britain, France, Ireland, United States, and more recently the Mediterranean. And we're going on to look at Latin America and Northern Europe, that is Scandinavia. The question we wanted to pose was not the more common one in this area, namely, what's the history of modern democracy in these states? On the contrary, while as a political theorist, I am interested in what the core components of modern democracy are and how they're developed, as a historian, I thought there was a more interesting question. Namely, given that the literature from the ancient world is almost uniformly negative in its characterisation of democracy as a political system, and certainly what most people in the 18th and 19th century read of classical texts contained pretty negative characterisations of democracy, at what point, in what ways and for what reasons did people start regarding democracy as something that could be aspired to? We called the project Reimagining Democracy because we wanted to try to capture the process by which a term used in largely negative ways becomes positively valued by many. But as we worked on the project in collaboration with a whole range of academic colleagues, our question became better defined and we became clearer about what we didn't want to do. It became clear to us that a great deal of the history of democracy involves writing about the rise of modern forms of electoral practice and representative institutions. And while it's interesting and useful to understand that, we felt there was a prior question about what people in our period might have thought democracy entailed. Just to assume that what they were talking about and trying to bring about was what we've ended up with was, we believe, bad historical thinking. So we were concerned to try to understand more systematically what people thought democracy entailed, how they came from thinking of those entailments as largely negative, to thinking of some of them, in some respects at least, more positively.